Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Hey, everybody. You know me, you guys. Every time we talk, I always talk about your authority, who you are in Christ, and don't settle for anything else, right? Don't settle for anything less than, okay? You know, that's my passion. I just get so upset when I see Christians, us, lay down like a doormat and just get walked over. I can't help it. That is just, it's like my thing. And I'm including myself in this as well, okay? I don't like to ever feel like I'm in a place that I am, that I'm lying down and I am not standing up and standing in my position of being a child of the Most High God, you know? I mean, seriously. So anytime that you're going to hear from me, it's always going to be me empowering you to not settle for anything else but what Jesus Christ died on the cross for us to have. And that is just, that's my life's work. That's my life story. And I'm sticking with it, right? This is what I talk about. This is what I do. I was a very weak Christian at one point, and weak in this way. I didn't know, you know, what was mine. I didn't know what came along with saying yes to Jesus. And I'll tell you something. I talk to a lot of people every day, just in my business and what I do and stuff. And I talk to a lot of Christians because, you know, my life is to help people, you know, especially Christians, understand their position. And I really feel like, you know, a lot of the times that Christians are just Christian in name only. And that's all I can say. It's just, it's like, it's a moral thing, right? Or it's a value thing. Heck, it is much more than that, you guys. And I know it's 9 a.m. and it's early, but I got to go for it 100% here. It's more than that. I was telling some ladies yesterday about my conversion, you know, my come to Jesus moment. You know, Butch and I, at that moment, when we said yes to Jesus, we went all out and we have never stopped. Butch is my husband, if you don't know. We have never stopped. We are what you call radical Jesus lovers. And I mean radical in this way, that I will do and say and be and anything that he died for, I'm going to go for 100%. And so I am asking you today to look at yourself and say, okay, am I sold out to him? Or do I allow sickness and disease? Because guys, I don't care what you feel or what you are thinking. And because I was there too, that no matter what, you are a sold out, Jesus loving, Jesus trusting person. Forget even the word Christian. I mean, yes, I know you are a Christian, but you are a Jesus lover, Jesus sold out, Jesus, I'll do anything for you, Christian, because most Christians are not that. Now, if you guys are watching me, I know that's who you are, because you don't just get on 7 days a week watching people teach if you are not hungering and going after Jesus in a radical way. You're just not. No one does that. So you guys are radical. And you're going after it 100%. Do not settle for anything else. Do not lay down and just take what could be going on in your body, what could be going on in your mind, what could be going on around you. Don't just settle and say, well, you know, it's the way it is right now. No, we don't settle for that. We trust God with all of our hearts, and we don't lean on our own understanding. That's Proverbs 3:5. And I was writing some notes last night as I was trying to go to sleep. The Lord's like, you know, just infiltrating my head with all these thoughts and stuff. And one of them was, is that he said, not everybody is going to be sold out to me. And that just breaks my heart. Honestly, it really does. It breaks my heart because it's true. It really is. It is true. But I'm asking you, would you be sold out to the Lord? Would you be sold out to the things of God? Would you be sold out that you were going to be a radical for him? Would you be? Just asking that question. You know, I'm not sure, like I was writing here, like saying not everybody's going to be sold out to Jesus. And believe it or not, not everyone desires a one-on-one every day, every hour, every minute of the day communication type relationship with Jesus. Isn't that crazy? That we really, I thought, you know, when Butch and I got saved at Crenshaw Christian Center down here in LA, we like literally dove in. We took our girls and we dove in the deep end without floaties, without anything. What are those called? Noodles. We dove off the deep end. Matter of fact, I want to say that we did the high dive, whatever, you know, then those, the big diving boards, you know, that the highest ones, we dove off the diving board. And we have never, ever settled for anything else since. And we may not have known all that there was for us in the kingdom because we were growing and we were learning and we were reading the Bible. And we were getting a relationship with Jesus. And then I got sick in 2008. And then I had to dive in again, even stronger. And my husband has been there 100% along the way. No matter what was going on, we both dove in and we still have not come up for air yet. Because coming up for air means I'm going to look for somewhere else for someone to save me and to throw me a life preserver. Jesus is our life preserver, no matter what. But since what happened was we get so consumed with the sickness, we get so consumed with the diagnosis, we get so consumed with you know, the daily, we get so consumed with the symptoms that the relationship with the symptoms becomes stronger than our relationship with Jesus. And this is not to tell you that, you know, you're wrong and you're bad and you've done, no, I'm just pointing out that's what can happen. Because sometimes you feel like, God, when is this going to end? And it's forcing me to think about you, meaning the sickness and the symptoms, 24/7. And I hate that. I refuse to think about my symptoms and how I feel 24 hours a day. But it sometimes forces you into that. Oh, I get so mad. I won't allow that. And that is like the fight of faith at that moment, that we have a decision to make. We either lay down and we just allow the symptoms to take over, or we stand up and say, no, I'm fighting this, because that is not Jesus already took this sickness on his body. Therefore, I am not subject to the same sickness. I am not subject to anything that would try to take me out. And I want you to feel the same way. I want you to be just righteously indignant as I've been sounding for the last however long we've been going now. It is your right. It is your absolute right to not allow yourself to go down to the level of how you feel. It is your right. You have a right to stand up for what you know is absolute truth, which is by his stripes, You were already healed the day you said yes to him. You know, if you were 2,000 years old, you were healed 2,000 years ago. I know you're not. You're however old you are. But when you said yes to Jesus, when you came into the understanding of who you are in Christ, is the day that you became well, that you got that the sickness and the disease was no longer allowed to be attached to you. So you might have got saved after you got sick. And again, I was saved before I got sick, yes. But I was saved with not the knowledge of what I know now. So I really, you know, I prayed for people. I saw people healed. But when I got sick, I couldn't see myself. I couldn't get out of it. There was so much going on in my mental area. There was so much going on in my physical area. And, you know, one thing, you know, feeds the other, right? Oh, I feel so horrible. Oh, I'm depressed because I feel so horrible. I can't even think about the things of God right now because I feel so horrible. I'm just trying to survive every day. I'm just trying to stay alive every day. Those were the words that were coming out of my mouth because that's all I could do. It was bad. And I know, listen, and I know that there are people out there right now listening that it was worse. You're experiencing something worse than what I experienced. But you know what? It's all relative. Whatever tries to kill you, right? So please, please understand what I'm saying. You don't have to lie down anymore and take anything that the enemy has put out there for you to take. Nothing. Nothing. And this might be something that's been going on for years in your body. Well, guess what? Today is it. Today is the day that you decide that no matter what has been going on in my body, today I refuse to let it have any more power, to let it have any more place in my life, and to even take first place in my life. And that, I'm telling you, that's what makes me so mad about sickness, is that it's a power struggle. It tries to take first place in your life. Don't let it do it. And again, here's the good fight of faith, right? Here is the fight. The fight is this, that you don't allow the thoughts of sickness and disease and lack and all of those other negative emotions to win over the truth and what you know to be true in the Word of God. You have to be careful that you're not thinking that truth is what your pastor said, all right? Just because you may have a great pastor, that does not mean, do you hear what I just said? That does not mean that he's right. And don't even take what I have to say. Go study it out yourself, right? Because I'm telling you my own experience. I'm telling you how I took these scriptures and I received power from it. I received the authority. I received the understanding. I received the revelation of why I have the power, why I have the authority. And I will never stop speaking this. You know, we do Church in the Park that my husband and I started about 13 or 14 weeks ago. It is phenomenal. It's awesome. We have Carrie. Can the enemy refuse to let you go? Can he keep the symptoms on you? The enemy can, oh, I'm so glad you said that, girl. The enemy cannot keep anything on you that you don't allow. Now, let me repeat that. The enemy cannot keep on you anything that you don't allow. And I'm going to stop there, go back to what I was saying, and I'm going to pick it back up again. But I want you to think about what I just said. We are giving the enemy so much power every day. Christians talk more about the devil than they do God sometimes. And again, you know, if you listen to me, you're going to hear me talk like this. Because the days are evil and the time is short. And we don't have time to mess around anymore. We don't have time to listen to lies of the enemy. We don't have time to listen to people that don't know what the hell they're talking about. And they're ministering to you. And they're telling you things that only they know and believe. Meanwhile, you're believing it because you trust them, because they are, pastor of the year or whatever, prophet of the year, or the, a very religious person, whatever it might be, you're listening to them and they are misguiding you. They are deceiving you. They don't even realize they're being deceived themselves. So the only way that you're going to learn truth is you've got to get in this word yourself. And that's when you say, you know what? That doesn't make sense. And that's what I love is Dr. Price, the Apostle Price at Crenshaw Christian Center, used to say to us, you've got to go and study the word yourself. Do not take my word for it. Because if I am wrong in any area of any of this, you're going to come to me someday and you're going to say, you steered me in the wrong area. And that is so true. We have got to study this out ourselves so that we have the understanding. We are not stupid Christians. We are smart Christians. Anybody that says they're stupid and they have the power of the living God on the inside of them, they have been misled. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you and the Holy Spirit knows everything, right? That's what the Word of God says. So if he knows everything, so do you. We just gotta go within, go to the Holy Spirit and speak to him and say, okay, I've had to say this so many times. Look, I know your word says that the Holy Spirit knows everything and you're on the inside of me. Therefore, I must know everything. Show me what this is. Show me how to, change this. Show me what to do in this situation. Show me, show me, show me, show me. And that's what we do. Do not be afraid to go to the Lord and ask him anything you want, any question. He is there to help you, love you, guide you. Mainly, he loves you. And when the banner of love is on top, everything else falls underneath, right? That's how much he loves and he cares about you. Now, remember, I'm not mad. I'm just passionate. What you're hearing is a passionate cry to you to tell you, don't lay down anymore and die. Stop doing that. You have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to live and breathe and do some amazing things in this world and for the kingdom, and to just sit in his presence. Just to sit in the presence of the Lord is work sometimes. I know some of you know that. Because why this? This is going over and over and over and over and over, right? And so it is so hard to stop this for a minute or two or three or an hour and just you and the Lord just have a nice conversation. You just sitting in the presence of the Lord. So I want to go now. That's right, Valerie. You will live and not die, and you will declare the works of the Lord. And that's what you're doing every day, Valerie. You do that. I don't know you that well, but I know you from these platforms. And girl, nothing has stopped you and nothing is going to stop you. You are healed. I don't care what your body tries to do. I don't care how you feel. If you feel limited, you are not limited. You have an all access card today. I'm giving you that today. But I want to get to, we do Church in the Park on Sundays at 10 a.m. here in Woodland Hills. We have a Bible study on Wednesday nights. And I'm also in contact with people all the time. And I just want you to know that there are a lot of people out there that have a lot of bad doctrine. Now, you may already know that, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of bad doctrine out there. So what do we do with this? You got to get into the Word and find the truth. I hear some things, on broadcasts, and I'm yelling at the screen because I can't believe that people that have been Christians, said they were Christians for many years, and I mean longer than I've been alive, are speaking ridiculous religious crap. And it just like I can't even believe it. Like it just blows me away in a bad way that somebody like me that knew nothing about Jesus, was not raised in any kind of Christian situation, would sell herself to the Lord, sell herself out to the Lord, like literally, here, you bought me already. As a matter of fact, that's the scripture that I wanted to also bring up, which is 1 Corinthians 6:20. You were bought with a price, therefore honor God with your bodies. And that is so true. It just says, for you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. And I know people are thinking it's about the physical body, but I'm going to glorify God in my life, in my body, for all to see, to know. I'm not hiding what I know and believe in the truth, right? Why are we even trying to hide that? I know that there are some volatile times right now, but man, this is the time where you've got to take that basket off that lamp and say, here I am. This is me. This is me in Christ. It is the time. I tell you guys, we are never going to see a time like this again. I don't think in my lifetime. Maybe if you guys are much younger, in your lifetime, you might see a move of the body of Christ. The kingdom is moving like never before in so many ways. And man, this is awesome that we get to be a part of this. It is amazing. And then we win too. You know, you win. Do you realize that you don't lose? Do you realize that you win? That you are a winner, that you win, you do not lose. I don't care if you feel that you've lost. I'm here to tell you today, you have won. You have won. We're going to glorify God in our bodies and in my mouth and in my heart every single day by telling people the truth, literally the true gospel, the true word, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. No more watered down versions, no more lies, no more limited gospel, limited Christianity 101, no more, because that is what's killing people at an early age. Kristen Covey, she says, question, where is the line between we are healed and we need to take care to eat healthy, etc.? I can't really, a lot of preachers preach healing and then when something happens, they just say we need to eat better. Okay. Oh, that was so good, girl or guy, whoever you are. I don't know. It says KristenKovey. Okay. You and I are on the same thing here. All right. So there's two things here. This is what started in the church of talking about, you know, how that, well, maybe God doesn't heal all, that, you know, that Jesus, you know, there were some that he just skipped over because they, you know, he didn't see him or he decided not to, or God punishes, or God gives you cancer and then he heals you to get the glory, and all the spewing lies that are told when somebody in the church or someone prominent dies and they don't know how to explain it. So what they do is they just create their own doctrine. And so again, this is just me. So you all can do what you want with this. But, okay, should you eat good? Of course you should eat good. Why do you want to eat crap 24/7? So I'm just asking you that question. Now some of you don't know this, but I came from a physical fitness background. And my whole life, I've always worked out. I'm 58 now. I've been working out since I was 17 years old. I love to work out. I love it so much that I did a lot of legs last night and I am sore. All right. But anyway, I love to work out. Now, I was on the whole health thing. And trust me, when I got sick, I was like, what do you do? Okay, this is a perfect example. When I got sick, I was one of the healthiest eaters that you will ever know. Okay. So the healthiest eater that you'll ever know. I worked out every single day, 6 days a week, and I worked out 6 hours a day. Now, I know that that was a lot, but that's also what I did for a living. So if you look at that, I was the poster child of health. All the good food, all the working out. Why did Julianne get sick? All right, so is it the food? Because here's the deal. The Bible says it's what comes out of the mouth is what defiles the man, which makes the person sick. And I'm not telling you to go eat crap because that's not good for you. You know, why even put that? I mean, once in a while, yeah, that's fine. But if you want to, I don't eat junk food and that kind of stuff. I just don't. I never did, honestly. And to be honest with you, I don't feel good when I eat junk. If I'm eating, you know, we travel all the time. So I have to, sometimes I just got to eat what I have to eat because that's all there is. But I don't set out to eat junk, and I just never have. It doesn't make me feel good. So I'm not going to put food in me that I know makes me not feel very good. Like, fast food. That's one thing for me. That stuff, I don't even know how they even make it. I don't even know what the ingredients is. God knows what it is. That's just something that I've never eaten. I just can't. I did many years ago when I was like 16 years old or 15, but I might have tried it, you know, here and there, but man, it just doesn't make me feel good. So why do I want to spend one day when I know I'm deliberately putting some bad food in my body and now I'm not feeling well, right? Like that doesn't even make sense. So that's up to you what you want to eat, but what you're putting in your mouth is not, could it be making you sick if that's all you're eating? Because you do have that, you know, you house the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You house the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Why do you want to put junk in there when you got the greatest gift that God gave us living on the inside of you? That's how I look at it. But when someone doesn't get healed, you cannot go to what they're eating. You have to go to what they're reading and what they're ingesting through the word or someone else's word or this phone that's got every whatever in, right? And what are they saying? What is making most people sick is what's coming out of their mouth. And that could be bad doctrine. That could also just be anger, hurt, unforgiveness, and all those things, right? You cannot be in a place of unforgiveness and be joyful. You just, there's no joy in that. So you know that that is creating something going on the inside of somebody. Not all sickness and disease is brought on by bad attitudes and sadness and all that. But I would have to say a lot of them are. So why even take the chance? Why not? When God says to give me everything, he says to cast your care onto me, for I care for you. He says, give it to me. Put it on the altar. Why? Because he knows that this stuff is going to affect you in a negative way. So why do that? What's the point of that? So there's some things that we can do on this earth. Yeah, quit filling your body, the temple of the Holy Spirit, with a bunch of junk, right? You don't need to do that to yourself. And then you're putting so much weight and so much fat around all of your organs and stuff, man, you're just making your body work that much harder. And I'm not talking about, you know, being a couple pounds overweight. I'm not saying that at all. And trust me, there are some hormonal things that do happen. And we will talk about this. But I'm talking about the stuff that you know willingly that you're putting in your body. And that stuff that you know is not making you feel good, because everybody that, you know, has been consumed with, you know, all these sugar drinks and all this crazy stuff that you can get everywhere. And then they stop doing it. They're like, wow, do I feel better? Heck, why would you put in something that makes you feel sick? Anyway, that's my whole take on that. But the bottom line is this, the healing is from God. I don't care what you say. The healing is from the healer. Do you understand what I'm saying? The healing is from the healer. That is period, the end. That's the healing is from the healing, the healer. So, let's see. Right. Okay. So, Oh yeah. This is another thing too. The Lord downloaded to me this morning. And Danette says, I'm coming out of sickness and I've already lost 75 pounds. Woo! Wow. Praise God. 75 pounds. Girl, that is not easy. That is awesome. Praise God. The bottom line is this. We have a lot of different thought processes that we all have heard, whether it was childhood, young adulthood, later in lifehood, whatever, that we have taken on as our own. And I am here to tell you that if you don't go into the Word and find out if some of your belief system is wrong, you're going to be leaving wrong the rest of your life and being so sad and so disappointed that it didn't work for you, that it didn't work for you. So you got to get into this Word and you've got to let it sink in, and you've got to ask God, give me the revelation of this. I need the revelation of this scripture, of this Word. Just like we said, this last scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:20. Ask the Lord this question. All right, God, I was bought at a price. Lord, reveal to me what the price was that you paid for my healing. Oh, that is so good. I'm not kidding you. That is awesome. You ask the Lord, reveal to me the price that you paid for my healing. And boy, that is like, that's a mic drop for sure. Do that and discover what it was that he did for you and that he will do for anybody else that trusts him and believes. That's all. You know, if you don't believe, you don't know. If you know nothing about it, you don't know. This is the difference between knowing and thinking that you know. You've got to know. You know, it's so funny when, again, like I said, we do the Bible studies. I talk with people on the phone. I hear where people are coming from, the truth about where people really are coming from, literally daily. And it literally sometimes will make me cry in my heart to know that people have been so led astray. And you know what? I may not have a moment at that time to even make any impact in their life, because sometimes people believe what they're going to believe and they ain't going to let you tell them anything different. Even if you point them to the Word, even if you point them to the Word of God, they still aren't going to believe. You know, you think you feel disappointed. Imagine how God must feel. Man, these are my kids. These are those kids that I died for, that I sent my son to be bludgeoned to death and to be killed for. But you know what? It was worth it to him. And he'll do it over and over and over and over and over if he had to. So anyway, you guys, I love you and I am so thankful for you. And I want you today, right now, to have an amazing day, to make it a point to say, this day today is going to be awesome and it's going to be a great day. I am not settling for anything else but greatness today. Say it and expect it, and say it every single morning that you expect a great day. And Lord, I'm excited to just give it to you, give it all to you so that I can have the best day ever. So love you guys, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.